Intervju Radija Študent.
Drage poslušalke in poslušalci, čas mi je, da gostim v studiju Julijana Paulsona, ki nocoj nastopa v tovarni Rok ob 22. približno ob 22. uri na svojem samostojnem koncertu. Nocoj pa ga gostim tukaj v studiju, z mano je Julijan Paulson, torej sedaj smo poslušali skladbico z albuma Next Stop Antarctica, njegovega benda The Green Mist. Skladbica se je imenovala Dirty Big Love. Julijan, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm a little slow, but not too low.
Yeah? And how, it's your first time here in Slovenia.
Yeah, I got off the bus a few hours ago and I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I love it already.
So, you are ending right now your European tour.
Yeah.
You're in Europe since January.
With 3 months away in Cambodia in the middle, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about feelings here in Europe.
For me, it's... I came here about 2 years ago. to France, put out this record through a Spanish label, and you know, a couple of us from the band thought, you know, fuck, let's go to Europe, check it out, you know, and yeah, so we came, and I've just, you know, been on the road learning from it.
So you played a lot shows here in Europe?
Not this time. Earlier in the year, yeah, played quite a lot in Spain and France. And then at the end of that trip, went down to Istanbul. Last night, Italy for the first time. And
how it was last night?
Beautiful.
Beautiful?
I was with a Venetian spaghetti western band called The Beards. And yeah, they were wonderful.
Johnny Cash style, huh?
Really low baritone, kind of almost, you know, dark country three tenors with a kind of Italian Morricone take on things. So yeah, it was wonderful.
Great. And how would you compare gigs here in Europe and at home in Australia?
Well, you know, I come from Tasmania, so there's not much there. You have to make your own gig, you know, which is great as well. You know, there's gigs in the forest and, you know, unusual places, great natural settings, or parties or whatever. And then there's a couple of venues in Hobart who are so starved for good music that, you know, touring bands come through and we get great stuff. It's fun, yeah.
I know one band from Hobart, which is now playing in Melbourne. It's called The Dacos. Do you know them?
Yeah. I do, yeah.
It's
good rock and roll.
Rock and roll, harder stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Julian, actually you have three bands, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You play in Green Mist, the Chapel of Ease.
Yeah.
And here in Europe, you run the Phantom Travelers.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, I am traveling and playing lots of different music, and getting the chance to work with good musicians. So it's really kind of like three different albums. You know, the Phantom Travelers of the band in France, and you know, that's who I'm playing live with at the moment.
And who's playing in Phantom Travelers?
A couple, a drummer from a great drummer, Romani, France guy called Tonio Marinescu, and Tonio's been around forever, from what I can tell, and works with a guy called Red and a band called the Dead Horse Problem.
And how would you compare that three different bands?
The Phantom Travelers at the moment is something to have fun with, making noise and playing live rock and roll, you know. Bass, drums and guitar, really simple and, you know, really noisy. The Green Mist has always been a sort of collective and ensemble to try different atmospherics and also to sort of, you know, lay down kind of more narrative songs, I guess. And the Chapel of Ease, that's a Tasmanian kind of experience, a group just recording live in a place called the Chapel of Ease.
Yeah.
So it's an ongoing recording project that hasn't played live yet.
But with Green Mist, you recorded actually three albums, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Next up, Antarctica, Dirtweed,
and Great Western Tears, which we've just done.
Is it out yet?
Not yet, no. Just Dirtweed and Next Stop Antarctica.
But I would like to talk about that last recording. Tell me, what is it about?
Which one?
Great Western Tears.
Great Western Tears is it's entirely set to legends and myths and you know, Tasmanian tales, old ones. You know, when the place was a pretty wild frontier to you know, current ones. You know, people I know, and have stories about.
How is Fanny Cochran-Smith connected with this album?
Wow. Well, Fanny Cochran-Smith is somebody who is an amazing figure in Tasmanian history. She is possibly, sadly, one of the last full-blood Aboriginal women. Yeah. And she also made one of the first ever audio recordings of 5 Aboriginal songs in Australia, singing into a wax recording machine. They're very crackly recordings that still exist. And, they're amazing, very haunting, because obviously she was the last of her people as well. So the language was never recorded, and it's the only document that we have of what that language and voice sounded like.
And songs on this album are dealing with that problems.
A little bit. I mean, there's a real mix. There's stories about bikers who've got up to something, and old kind of tales, and some of it's just atmospherics for the landscape, but it's very filmic and Tasmanian story kind of focused.
If I'm not wrong, you are road movie fan.
Oh yeah.
You like Wim Wenders movies?
Oh, of course.
And
yeah.
If I'm not wrong, Werner Herzog too.
I love Herzog.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And soundtracks.
Absolutely, I think
for his films. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, my music's driven by the ideas of sort of visions of film in mind, and I love movies and directors who make films that are propelled by the music.
And about traveling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe one spooky question. What do you think?
Just one?
Is Australian music some kind different from the other musics around the world?
I'm sure it is. Sometimes I don't know why, but it's definitely something people who I know in other places around the world who listen to Australian music will point out.
Do you think that this is because of the distance between the towns and cities? Because of pretty countryside?
It might be the difference between the distance between, say, somewhere like here in Australia. We really are so... You feel so far removed from the rest of the world, particularly Europe. Even the idea of... making this music in the far south of Tasmania and then sitting here talking to you about it is amazing. It's a nice thing, I think.
Actually, in Green Mist, you work with great persons of Australian rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like Spencer Pete Johnson, Charlie Owen.
Absolutely.
And with Brian Ritchie from Violent Fans, and who is... here, John Sparrow too.
John Sparrow, yeah.
How come? Tell me more about that.
It's a music community. Everyone knows each other. People like Spencer are known by all sorts of people who great people who come to Australia, and they come into the community, and sometimes you can get people together and get wonderful results, so...
I heard too that you are a great fan of James McCann. You said, if I'm not wrong, that he's one of the best songwriters in Australia right now.
Wow, did I say that? But
yes, in one of your interviews.
Well, yeah, I think he is. I think if you really want to hear an Australian sound and a flavour with a great songwriter, James has got something good going on.
Yeah, great.
And he's from, the far west of the country. Another kind of mysterious place in a way, but he's wonderful. Yeah, really good. and plays on the title track of our new album, Great Western Tears.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, how would you describe your musical style? Would you call it, I don't know, maybe roots music, folk, blues?
I guess it's all of those. I feel as though it's changing all the time, or we can stretch out, you know, to the edge of the circle in different directions and mm-hmm. try different music, you know, why not? It's can evolve that way, and it's still evolving, still taking shape, you know. Mm-hmm. Next time we make an album, it might be something very, you know, sonic instead, you know, moving away from this, you know, the acoustic-y kind of sound.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Julian, maybe we should make short musical break.
Good idea.
Because time is running, and we will listen right now this song from album Next Stop Antarctica, and it's called The Rumbler. That was one great song, Spencer Pigeons on slide.
Wonderful, wonderful Spencer.
But tonight, actually, you are playing alone.
Yeah, it's a really hard transition sometimes, but I like it as well. It's But very sparse compared to playing with, you know, these kind of lineups and these recordings.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You will play acoustic guitar? And
acoustic and harmonica.
And what can we expect material from all three albums?
Yeah, a little bit of everything, but obviously different versions.
Yeah. Can you tell me more about plans for the future? What can we expect with the Green Mist and other bands?
The Chapel of Ease, which was really a beautiful project, is still floating. The time I'm going back to Australia, so maybe we could do something. The Green Mist is also, over the last 2 years, we've been, a couple of us have been working in Cambodia, trying to record there, and it's a really different thing altogether. And
maybe it's mystical.
It's mystical, that's right. It's looking for the big golden monkey up the river.
Is it somehow connected with religious stuff? I don't know. I saw on your MySpace site that
religious madness, religious drinking. I don't know, but it's mystical. That's for sure. Everything about the Green Mist, we try to make as mystical as possible.
Okay, so tonight will be mystical night, if I'm not wrong.
Well, let's just see how we go. It's always
Okay. We are running out of time right now, so Julian, what would you say to our audience, for the listeners who will come tonight to the concert?
I'll say
your message.
Well, thank you so much. It's a fucking long way to come from Tasmania, and I'm very happy to be here. So, bring an instrument too.
Great, hey. Julian, thank you very much for this interview. We will see you tonight on the show.
Great, thank you.
Skratka, poslušalci, tole je bil intervju z Julian Paulsonom. Zvečer, danes ne zamudite, po 10. uri v tovarni Rock, odličen koncert so Beta. Sedaj pa še ena skladbica iz albuma Next Up Antarctica. Let's go! Yeah.
Intervju Radija Študent.